right. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is a gentleman that we've run into a couple of times down here at practice. And it's a guy that we know well from Dallas. He's worked at the American Airlines Center, at the ballpark, at Jerry's new stadium. He is our neighborhood octogenarian and friendly usher. It's Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning to you, fellas. How have you all been doing down this fine city of San Antonio?
Well, we're doing great.
Having a good time. How about you? We've seen you work in the crowd.
I have been working the crowd, and at Mr. Jones' request, I took the Greyhound bus down here to be the head of ushering at the Alamo Dome, and I'm very honored to be the head of usher here.
Mm-hmm. Now, they've had some big crowds down here.
Well, and I have been absolutely shocked by the crowds that have shown up to practice, and Let's just say they outnumbered us at the Alamo, and they definitely outnumber us at the Alamo Dome.
That's true.
That's a God's honest truth. I tell you, I can't distinguish one crowd member from another, so it makes it hard.
Come on.
I guess because they're all wearing cowboy uniforms.
Oh, they all wear the same stuff.
Yeah.
and they all look very similar.
Well, you haven't had any trouble, have you?
Well, I've had some medical problems lately.
You have?
So it's making my job a little bit more difficult. I suffered a heart attack.
Gosh.
I don't know this, but
Jesse.
I suffered a heart attack after uncorking a can of whoop ass on some emo punk at a concert I was working recently. Then I had a botched male enhancement procedure.
Oh, no. Why would you want that at your age?
I don't want to feel alive again. And I also hurt myself just the other day here at the Alamo Dome.
What'd you do?
Well, I was up on the top step up near the rafters of the Alamo Dome, and Mr. Jones waved at me from down on the field, and I waved back a little too vigorously and lost my balance and tumbled down the 1,200 steps, cussing the whole way down.
That's terrible.
I drove the fence and everything. And then yesterday I was almost run over by the most ghetto, hemped out, gang-banging four-wheeler I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we've seen that down here.
I got so angry that I sought out the owner and I punched that son of a bitch rowdy right in the mouth.
Well, a lot of people like to hear that.
Good.
Have y'all heard of this Tony Romo?
Yes.
Of course.
Well, he is something else, I tell you. Now that he is no longer with Miss Jessica,
mm-hmm.
he is really tearing it up down here.
Is he really?
Well, he and I worked out a grid system for the crowd, and he calls out a letter and a number and tells me what kind of shirt the woman is wearing. And I have to go up and take the gun and duct tape and get her for him. And
gun and
he
duct tape?
He is insatiable. It's kind of the Van Halen system we're on. I'm the roadie that procures his women.
I had no idea that was going on.
Oh, yeah, sure enough, son. Your fellas doing all right.
Yeah.
We're doing fine.
So you young gentlemen mean so much to me. You know, I never had kids of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should take y'all out to a Luby's and we'll all get ourselves a fine Luann platter.
That'd be okay.
Sure.
That'd be great.
We're up for that.
We'll probably see Mr. Wade in there. He's in there all the time.
Is he?
He's always in Luby's. I tell you, since we've been down here, I see him every day when I go have my Luann platter. He's always having about six Luann platters. And I have to take his laundry to the cleaners every day. And he really skids up in granny panties.
Oh, God. We don't need to know that.
No.
But I keep Wade in my nightly prayers. He seems to suffer from some sort of dementia.
Really?
He's just always getting lost and confused, and I have to help him out. But
that's not good.
The kids out here at the Alamo Dome, they love him.
Yeah.
He goes up in the crowd and he colors with the kids and makes them laugh with his funny talk. And they just love him. Like the Cowboys mascot.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is the Cowboy. I think that might be Rowdy, actually, in the crowd with the kids coloring and all.
No, I think they may be the same person. They're awfully similar. And you still work on a radio system?
Well, it's a radio show. Yeah, that's what you're on right now.
What's your television station?
We're radio. It's 1310 AM. It's the Ticket.
Is that the one with Norm Hitchcock?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, that man drives me crazy, running me all over the place, making me do things for him. Give me that. But I do it because I remember listening to Norm when I was a kid.
Yeah, he's been on the air for a while.
Well, you fellas, take it easy. I need to get a moseying along here and have my oatmeal.
Okay.
Ready for work day. Y'all take care. Y'all come see me, and I'd sure would like to hug your neck.
Oh, okay. We'll look for you.
See you later.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
There's Jesse the Usher.
Bye-bye.
Getting some work in here.
Oh,
here. Hope he's okay. In San Antonio. It is 8.